West Virginia University announced a partnership with West Virginia Wesleyan College that will honor and celebrate, preserve, and offer for research a collection of works by Pulitzer Prize-winning author and Nobel laureate Pearl S. Buck. Pearl Buck was born in 1892 in Hillsboro, West Virginia. 3 months later, her missionary parents moved with her to China, where she spent the large majority of the first 40 years of her life. Can West Virginians claim her as one of their own? A resounding yes could be heard in the halls of the WVU Library, which will now be home to many of her writings. WVU President Gordon Gee kicked off a recent event in Morgantown to celebrate the collection of the late author. Gee spoke about Buck's connection to West Virginia.
As a child, she listened to her mother, Caroline, regale her with stories about growing up in West Virginia. In Pearl Buck's own words, she said, "This is a place called home, where apples lay on clean grass around trees, and berries grow on bushes ready to eat, and yards were unwalled and water clean enough to drink without boiling and filtering."
Many of Pearl Buck's life experiences and political views can be discovered in her writings. She covered a wide range of topics, from immigration, adoption, and war, to women's rights. In fact, in a 1958 interview with Pearl Buck, Mike Wallace tried to pin her down as a militant, man-hating feminist. Buck was very reserved and denied the title. She said she worried for men and women in a society trying to prepare them both for a manner of success defined in patriarchal terms. Then, she transcended the question completely and spoke on the lonely human condition in the West and the burdens of freedom.
And so often we think we're lonely because we're women, or we're lonely because we're men, but we're really lonely because we are living in a country with no boundaries, so to speak, and no patterns, and of immense ideals which are difficult for us to follow,
to live up to,
and yet which give us an enormous responsibility in the eyes of the world.
Buck began to write in the 20s and continued until her death in March of 1973, authoring some 100 works. Her first novel, East Wind, West Wind, appeared in 1930. Her second book, The Good Earth, stood on the American list of bestsellers for a long time and earned her several awards, including a Pulitzer Prize in 1932. Then in 1938, Buck became the first American woman to win the Nobel Prize for Literature.
I mean, she was sort of a rock star at that time, and so when she spoke, there were always people listening.
Acting president of the Pearl S. Buck Birthplace Foundation, Kirk Judd, says Pearl was truly a citizen of the globe. Armed with fame and considerable fortune, a global perspective, an education, and steeped in West Virginian morals, she became an outspoken humanitarian. Judd said she's considered by many to have been wise beyond her years.
It was a little unheard of to talk of women's rights. In the 30s and 40s, people weren't talking about that, and she was. And she was talking about the underprivileged and the working class, and she brought that to light. I think those types of things characterize her as being ahead of her time.
The Buck collection of manuscripts and other documents, which were housed for many years at West Virginia Wesleyan, found a new home at WVU. The collection is owned by the Pearl S. Buck Birthplace Foundation and includes over 70 of her works, including novels, short stories, children's books, all of which will also be made available online. Jolie Lewis is a former board member of the foundation who came up to see the collection dedicated in Morgantown.
I think the collection is fascinating because it represents like several drafts of some of her work, and you can actually like get in there and look at what her writing process was and what her thinking process was, and maybe, you know, get a little bit to the root of her humanitarian thinking and that kind of thing. So it's really going to be exciting that the public can have access to that material.
Lewis also echoed remarks uttered during the dedication, imparting that Pearl S. Buck's work is a treasure and a source of inspiration for all West Virginians. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.